Good afternoon, all. My name is Melanie, David's youngest sister, and this is the famous Mia. On behalf of all of our family, we are grateful for the open arms and virtual love David has received throughout this past year. Where to start? Growing up alongside such a devoted, admirable, vivacious, intelligent, and distinctive older brother has been quite a gift. But being able to witness his triumphs along the years has been even more rewarding. I've been amazed at the amount of growth David has shown in embracing himself and helping others do the same this past year. Thank you for showing us there is no goal that is incapable of reaching and lighting up any and every room with your smile and charisma. Although it has been a pleasure being able to share a piece of my heart with 730,000 of you, I'm excited to have him join me at Cal. Congratulations on a year full of live, laugh, love. We love you and are beyond proud of you. With his retirement address titled Someone, Somebody, You, les presentamos un hermano extraordinario, un niño amoroso, y su campeón de vicepresidente nacional del oeste, David López.
The FFA jacket, it's something we all wear. I mean, gosh, if you look at the person next to you right now, they probably thought you copied their outfit inspiration for the day, when in reality, you knew you put it on first. You see, there are constants with the FFA jacket no matter who wears it. The feel of corduroy, the crispness of when it gets unfolded for the first time, the respect for it that has come through generations. From a distance, they all look the same. But as we look more closely at them, we notice there are differences. The names, the states, even the shade of blue or gold. Do you remember the first time you saw an FFA jacket or zipped one up? Take a look at this one. This is where it started for me. Let's see how this very jacket did what it did. I was in sixth grade when I was first introduced to the FFA jacket and the organization it represents. And honestly, I thought it was a little hideous. There was no way swagalicious David would find himself wearing this unflattering piece of clothing. When I first saw the FFA jacket, I was at this stage of my life. I know. This kid was confident, excited, and most importantly, full of swag. I mean, he definitely thought he had it all figured out. His friends were nice. He got along with his teachers. He played the drums in the band, if you know what I mean. Definitely thought he had it all. But he didn't. Something that he was desperately needing was someone to look up to. Now, don't get me wrong. I grew up in a loving home with a rock star mom and two of the best sisters ever created. But I always knew I was missing something. A strong male role model to look up to. Someone I could see myself in. Somebody I aspired to be like. Someone who would teach me how to be tough, but also a kind and considerate gentleman. Someone, somebody. Interestingly enough, the magic of this very jacket is what filled that hole in my life. The person who wore it harnessed its beauty and possibility perhaps more than anyone else, and most importantly, allowed me to see that we all can be someone, somebody. In FFA, we're inclined to give the credit to the jacket. However, I am a firm believer that it is the people who bring the real magic to life. The people who make someone feel like a someone, somebody. People who make room for others by simply paying attention and offering real kindness. During my time in FFA, I have worn a multitude of jackets. And to be honest, I have forgotten the difference we can make while wearing them a time or two. And if you're anything like me, perhaps you've lost that perspective too. So let me remind you of its power. When we zip up our FFA jackets, we're given more than a blurry similarity to the people sitting next to us or walking next to us, or a vague career path identifier. We're given the power to be someone for somebody in a way that they need. We just have to choose it. And I have a couple ideas on how to do so. You see, this year I was reminded of the power of that choice to show up and inspire others as FFA members because I was a beneficiary of it. This moment of clarity came to me in the great dairy state of Wisconsin, where I very quickly realized there was more to be thankful for in Wisconsin for than just their kilo cheese curds. I was at their state FFA convention, and to be completely transparent, it came at a hard part of the year for me. I had encountered some difficulties on the road, I missed home, I felt lonely, and I found myself pouring out of an empty cup. On the second day of convention, I showed up late to my workshop, you know, time difference, it's a real thing. Once again, I am very sorry, Mrs. Zimmerman, wherever you are. And as I ran over to the room, frantically running, sweating like a little kid that knew he was about to get busted for eating the last donut, I felt really frazzled and bad because I had wasted a lot of people's time. I had a hard time making eye contact with anyone in that room because I felt so embarrassed that I had wasted all of their time. In that moment, I just wanted to turn back the time or start all over. However, during this complete chaos, I look up briefly and I see this young, eager man with so much excitement on his face. No demand, no anger at my tardiness, just a pure and innocent appreciation of the moment. As I went on, the relief I felt in that moment to be seen by someone, somebody, it's hard to describe. In a few brief moments, this young man saw the intense struggle going on through my own head, and through a simple smile and encouraging nod, gave me the gumption to take a deep breath, pull it together, and give what I had to the people in that workshop. He kept smiling, filling my heart with courage. As the workshop went on, I got to know my encourager, the bright-eyed someone who saw me, who paid attention, and showed up for me. His name is Aiden, and he is incredible. As I chatted with Aiden, I very quickly realized how smart and optimistic he is, and as he was telling me a little bit about his life, it became so evident how many of the circumstances in it have given Aiden the ability to show up for others and make a difference by simply paying attention. Aiden sees people where they are and shows up for them in quiet but inspiring ways. Y'all, this is my friend Aiden. Give him a round of applause. Hi, buddy. How you doing? Aiden, you have reminded me that when we pay attention to other people, we make someone feel like they can be someone or somebody, that they're seen and not alone, and that they too can be someone. I'm so grateful that in a moment where I was clearly struggling, you saw my need, you paid attention, and showed up for me in such a beautiful way. You likely had no idea that when you zipped up that FFA jacket that day, you'd be making such a meaningful impact, and yet you did. And I hope everyone that is watching you right now decides to show up for others the way that you did. Thank you, Aiden. I'm so grateful to be your friend, buddy. Let's give Aiden another round of applause. Difference making begins where Aiden began. Do we really see people? Do we pay attention? Looking around with our eyes and hearts and minds wide open. Listening and seeing the needs of the people in our lives. Who is having a day that could benefit from a kind word and an encouraging nod? Who is quietly hurting and needs someone to look them in the eye and share the pain that they're in? Who wants to celebrate a small win and needs someone to notice their desire to smile and cheer and laugh with someone. Well, here's the thing, y'all. Remind yourself the next time you put on your FFA jacket that you have the ability to do all of these things simply by paying attention. Aiden reminds me that once we pay attention, we have a chance to make an even greater impact. And that is as simple as showing up through small acts of kindness. Now, kindness takes a different shape in all of our lives, but I believe that at its core, we all know what it's about. I know when I was introduced to the word of kindness, it was way before I put one of these nice blue corduroy jackets on my elementary school playground. The person who taught me the value of simple kindness is the best yard duty monitor to ever exist. Her name is Ceci. She embodies what it means to love deeply and extend kindness in the purest of ways. For most kids, Reese's was a time to go out and sweat, you know, which I still totally don't get, but it's cool. But for me, it was the opportunity to be greeted by kindness through Ceci's kind and attentive nature. As kids, things were financially a little tough at home sometimes. My beautiful, brilliant, amazing mother worked tirelessly to provide for me and my sisters. However, the budget could get tight sometimes. I was in eighth grade when it just wasn't in the cards for me to get a new Halloween costume for that year, and I'd have to wear my Zorro one from the previous year and make it look good. But in reality, I was nervous. Kids could be mean, and I was anxious they'd remember me wearing it from the previous year and make fun of it for how it fit this year. I grew a lot between those two Halloweens. I was so vulnerable that day, and I dreaded going to school. But as I got off the car and I walked across the playground to greet my classmates, I passed by Ceci. She must have seen my face with fear and pain written all over it. And as I passed by her, she stops me and she says, "You are the most handsome guy in this world." And I promise you, everything changed for me in that moment. My vulnerability was enveloped with kindness instead of fear, simply because she saw me, she paid attention, and treated me with real kindness. What could have been a disaster of a day was given just a glimmer of hope, of joy. Ceci decided to be the someone, the somebody I so badly needed that day. Now, she wasn't wearing an FFA jacket. That could be a little odd for a yard duty monitor. But she did embody what this jacket allows us to do inside and outside of them. What Ceci did was this. She paid attention and saw where I was vulnerable and filled that space with kindness. It was so simple, so meaningful, and the memory of it fills me with the conviction to do this more. And I would ask that you all do this too. Pay attention to the people in your life who have vulnerabilities and gaps. And like Ceci, refuse to let them walk through this life with fear and pain filling their hearts. Wouldn't we all want that? I'm sure you have your vulnerabilities, the things you hope no one sees or makes fun of. I had mine, Ceci saw them, and showed up for me in the most beautiful and simple way. She was a light for me. Now there is so much light in this world, and we can reflect this light as leaders in this organization. Think about the people in your chapter, in your school, who have vulnerabilities and gaps. Well, don't each of us? I'd wager a bet there are people in your life, people who love you, who have shown up for you and made a real difference simply by paying attention and offering kindness to you. At some point, we take off our jackets, never to be worn again. This whole FFA jacket is one that was taken off too soon by a person who perhaps embodies its goodness more than anyone I have ever met. He was generous, courageous, and a leader. His name is Emmanuel Lucero. Now, I met Emmanuel when I was in sixth grade because he was a friend of my older sister, and not to mention literally the coolest guy to ever walk the halls of Holtville High School. Adored by everyone because there just wasn't anyone who showed up as purely as him. Now, I shared with you what I look like as a sixth grader. Swaggy, but definitely unsure of his place in this world. The first time Emmanuel came around, he didn't choose to be with all the cooler kids. He saw me, where I was, and decided to show me that I too could be someone, somebody. He gave me his undivided attention and offered me what seemed to be never-ending kindness. Now, playing tag with me while all his other cool friends were talking and laughing with one another. And in that moment, I knew this is the kind of person I aspired to be like. So because of that, I thought I'd join the program he loved so much. And even wear the blue jacket I had previously found so unsightly. I needed Emmanuel so badly in my life. Someone to inspire me, to see me, to treat me with kindness. And yet, it wasn't meant to last forever. His junior year of high school, he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma cancer, a disease that eventually took his life in 2013. Now, I'll never be able to fully thank him for being the someone I needed so badly. The someone who made me feel like I too could be somebody. And for ultimately giving me the gift of membership and the blue jacket. Last year, as the nominating committee asked me why I desired to serve as a national officer, I said I wanted to be someone's Emmanuel, a light that guides a person to becoming their best self, to pay attention to people, and to treat them with kindness. And although this year has been so hard, I hope I have done justice in emulating the greatest leader I have ever known. Thank you to that committee for allowing me to honor Emmanuel this past year. To his parents, Virginia and Andres, gracias por crear un hombre que se preocupó por los demás, que vio un niño que ocupaba de él, y ahí estuvo. Gracias por compartir a Manuel con la comunidad Hopeville. I can wholeheartedly say I would not be here today if it weren't for this man's belief in me at the age of 11. And now it's time for you to decide what you will do with this. Will you be someone who makes a person feel like a somebody? Whose Emmanuel will you be? When you zip up your FFA jacket and feel the course of possibility run through your veins, who will you look in the eye and pay attention to and treat with real kindness? At some point, our jackets actually do come off, never to be worn again. Will people speak of you as someone who inspired them, who saw the best in them? Think about the people in your chapter. Think about school. Think about what this world could be if people who wore this jacket year after year chose to be just a little bit more for those who really need us in small, seemingly insignificant, and meaningful ways, like Aiden, like Ceci, like Emmanuel. The truth is, this jacket has never been about the titles, the words on the back, or the accolades. It has always been about someone who makes a person feel like a somebody. Because ultimately, we all need someone. Everybody needs somebody. In and out of this jacket, people need you.
Volleyball, avocado toast with everything bagel seasoning, and never failing to lug your gallon of water jug. Your sense of adventure has taken our team to new heights, and we have loved being along with the ride when you try new things, and we'll never, ever forget your many, many, many recorder concerts featuring the old but gold hot cross buns. one of your biggest contributions to our team this year, aside from your budding musical talent, is your ability to create a sense of belongingness in every space you occupy. Because you are a champion for our team and our organization, you have celebrated us and encouraged us to show up fully and loved us all the same. David, we love your heart, your sense of empathy and devotion for your family and your FFA family is exactly what we needed this year. No matter how far apart, always together at heart. Love, Doster, Paxton, Artha, Miriam, and Anna. National FFA, your National FFA Western Region Vice President, David Lopez.